efforts to raise milk prices by cutting back on supplies have until now come from Uncle Sam, and a price support program Wisconsin farmers are currently enrolled in ends in 2 years. Enter the National Milk Producers Federation, whose 35 dairy cooperative members produce the majority of the U.S. milk supply. Its new program assesses producers 5 cents per 100 pounds of milk. With the $60 million raised from that, farmers will be paid to either reduce their herd or produce less milk. With a projected 1.2 billion pound drop in supply, the program is estimated to boost milk prices paid to farmers by about 36 cents. Sue Beitlich is a Wisconsin dairy farmer and head of the State Farmers Union. She says milk prices are where they were 25 years ago and applauds the initiative.
It's about what we were receiving in 1978, and we're suffering, you know, the 2003 expenses. So it's a crisis.
Still, Beitlich says the Wisconsin Farmers Union opposes the program.
This particular plan was fully funded by the farmers. No one else was putting money into it. We just felt that, you know, it should be more shared in the cost of this program.
Chris Galen is the spokesman for the National Milk Producers Federation, whose Cooperatives Working Together program already includes more than 70% of the national milk supply. He says if farmers don't fund it, who will? He says you can't count on government subsidies.
This is a self-help program. It's led by and organized by farmers for the benefit of dairy farmers. But at the end of the day, the money's got to come from somewhere. It's not going to fall out of trees.
The Wisconsin Farmers Union also says it's not this state's milk producers causing the oversupply and low prices. Sue Beitlich says look west to the mega farms of California. Chris Galen says Wisconsin doesn't have walls around it. He says it's a national market that must be addressed with a national program.
Farmers are all in this together. They're all in the same boat. And you know, when the boat springs a leak, you can argue about who's standing closest to it and make them responsible for bailing. But the fact of the matter is everyone's going to go down with the ship unless you do something collectively together to solve the problem.
The 5 cent assessment will be taken out of farmers' milk checks for a year, retroactive to July. Dairy farmers have until the 22nd of this month to bid on the programs. Chris Galen says cheese prices have seen a recent increase. He says some analysts believe the new production reduction program is already having an effect. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.